Human. I'm sorry for waking you up, but you're shivering. You're going to freeze to death in your sleep if you don't do something. Don't complain to me. You're the one who decided to set up camp here. I told you we should wait until we find a deeper cave. Why do I care? Human, I am tasked by the royal family with protecting you while we travel through the Valley of Torment. The peace between our kingdoms hangs entirely on your survival, boy. If you freeze to death, thousands will die. I don't want that to happen. Now, let's see if we can get you warm, human. What do you think I'm doing? I'm spooning you. I'm cold too, and this is our only solution right now. Hold still. Come on, let me just... There we go. Good night, human. What's that? Yeah, of course I'm in my undergarments. Just like you are. If our skin doesn't make contact, we won't get warm. Or are you asking because you want me to get completely naked for you, human? Would you like to see everything this green skin has to offer? I don't think I haven't caught you staring, human. Every time I remove my armor, you practically drool as you watch my tits bounce in my tight tunic. And whenever I bend over to build a fire, you can't keep your eyes off my ass. Did you think I didn't notice? I'm not upset at all, human. I'm flattered that you be so attracted to one of us supposedly foul beasts. Then again, I have been told by many men in my village that they were killed to be in the position you're in right now. So perhaps I'm one of the real orcs that's easy on the eyes. Oh, well, thanks, human. You know, I find you quite attractive myself, if I'm to be completely honest with you. Oh no, you aren't like the orcs at all, but that isn't a bad thing. Much shorter than them, and much shorter than me too. I could never cuddle a big old orc like you. You being so short makes you a lot more fun because I can squeeze you and you will never get away. Hey, calm down. I'm not gonna hurt you. What part about preventing another terrible war between our species don't you understand, boy? Are you really that scared of me? Well, I guess I never really thought about that. Probably should have thought of that before I started hitting you, huh? Shit. I feel like I fucked this up pretty bad. No, stop. I was wrong. I should have asked you if you were comfortable with me touching you all over like this. I've had such a good time with you the past few months that I've forgotten all about the quarrel between our peoples. I don't see you as an enemy. I see you as a cute, sweet boy whose innocence I want to take away. I was being selfish and didn't think about your perspective. Do you forgive me? Thanks, human. You know, you're like a big, soft, sexy teddy bear right now, if you don't mind me saying. I have no trouble getting to sleep in this position. Oh, now that you're more comfortable, I just thought I should let you know. I wasn't playing around when I said I like to take your innocence away. I can help you get to sleep too. Would you like that? Come on. Look me in the eyes. Don't be afraid. I can make you feel good. You won't have to worry about me tonight. Let me make up for scaring you so much this whole time. I know I don't look it, but I can be real gentle. Oh, look at you. That's a shade of red I didn't know humans can make. Well, I can take you in my hand and stroke you until you come. Keep stroking until you're completely dry and exhausted. Does that sound fun, human? You want me to play with your cock until you come and pass out? Well then, let's see what we're working with down here, huh, human? Look at that. I'm not saying I thought you'd be small or something, but I didn't think humans could get this big. I guess there's parts of you that aren't very tiny after all. Oh boy. Oh, that sound you just made. It was a little slutty, and trust me when I tell you that's a very good thing. Keep making noises like that. Don't hold anything in. You hear me? Ooh, get you. You have an amazing cock between your legs. You know that? I'll just say it. This is probably going to be inside me sometime tomorrow. Ah, keep doing that. Yeah, that's a good boy. You've been such a good boy now, human. You like that, honey? You like it when I call you good boy? Well, that's good. Because you are a good boy. I'll make a deal with you. I can keep calling you a good boy if you call me mistress. Think you can do that for your mistress? All right. Good boy. Oh, you seem like you're getting a little frustrated right now. Do you want me to go faster? You want me to speed up? All you got to do is be a good boy and ask. Well, what did we just say, human? I'll let you try again. Ask me to go faster. The right way. Oh, good boy. Very good boy. All right. Let me speed up a bit. You gonna come, baby? This is my good boy. You gonna come for his mistress? You wanna come? Not just yet. Beg me for it. Come on. Beg me. Beg your mistress. Be a good boy and beg. Come on. Beg. Beg. Oh, you sound so fucking sexy, moaning and pleading like a little slut. If you could only see the look in your face right now. Fuck. Beg. Beg mistress to tell you to come. Yes, that's right. Good boy. Good boy. Come for mistress. You definitely earned it. Go ahead. I said you can come. Now come for me, baby. Good boy. Let it all out. Just relax and let me pull it out of you. All your fear and anxiety. All of that come. Let me jerk it out of you. Such a good slut. Such a good boy. Good. Good boy. Oh. You did such a good job. Baby, such a good boy. Fuck, that's a lot of cum. You must really like me now, huh? I better not hear any nonsense about you being afraid of me anymore. All right, human. Or what, huh? Well, I have a plan. If you don't, then I might have to stop being so gentle with you. I might just have to put you on the ground and hold you down while I ride your cock until you're screaming about how good mistress's tight or pussy feels at the top of your lungs. For both our kingdoms to hear. Well, I guess you've given me no choice then, human. I hope you're ready to see just how vicious I can be. You know what would be even better to make peace between our two peoples? How about we don't just let this be some fun we have while I take you to your extended family on the other edge of the valley? I mean, I can tell that you really like me a lot. So if you really wanted to, then, well, you know. Hey, I'm not asking if you want to be my boyfriend. I'm asking you if you want to ask me to be your girlfriend. Get it right, human. Well, whatever. The answer is yes. I'm your girlfriend now. Lucky you. But I'm even luckier. Good night, human.